This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump and several of his allies have been indicted in the U.S. state of Georgia over efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. The criminal case announced Monday is the fourth brought against the ex-president in a matter of months. The leading 2024 Republican presidential candidate is leaning into his distinction as the only former president to face criminal charges. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green is warning that scores more people could be found dead following the wildfires on Maui. His statement comes as search crews go street by street through neighborhoods where the flames galloped as fast as a mile a minute across the island. The death toll now stands at 96. He says the new locations for those that have been displaced to stay will be long-term.
We already anticipate at least 36 weeks of direct housing for individuals. It will probably go on much longer than that, just so people know. But we don't want people to think that they're going to get housed and suddenly be asked to leave.
And there are hundreds of dogs, cats, and other pets injured, missing, or dead after wildfires destroyed the Hawaiian town of Lahaina. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to the Maui Humane Society, an estimated 3,000 animals from Lahaina are lost or missing. Katie Shannon with the Maui Humane Society.
We have seen animals come through our shelter that have severe burns. We have seen dogs that have essentially had their paws all the way burnt down to the bone from running from the fire.
Shannon says they are trying to help as many animals as possible.
We have had chickens, lovebirds, guinea pigs, rabbits, dogs, cats. We even have a pig here.
Shannon says they are doing their best.
There is a harsh reality to come.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine on Monday condemned what it called provocative Russian actions a day after Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Russia said one of its patrol ships fired warning shots at the Shukru Okhan cargo vessel after the ship's captain failed to respond to a request to halt for an inspection. Moscow has said it would treat any ships approaching Ukrainian ports as potential military vessels. The incident marks the first time that Russia has fired on merchant shipping beyond Ukraine since it left a UN-brokered deal last month that allowed the safe passage of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea. Kyiv has called for decisive countermeasures by the international community and branded the incident a gross violation of international law.
UN experts say the Islamic State group has not gone away. AP correspondent Ben Thomas elaborates.
In a report to the UN Security Council, experts monitoring sanctions against the militant group say it still commands between 5 and 7,000 members across its former stronghold in Syria and Iraq. They say the Islamic State group has adapted its strategy, embedding itself with local populations, and it's exercised caution to limit battlefield losses while rebuilding and recruiting from vulnerable populations. The report says the threat posed by Islamic State group fighters remains mostly high in conflict zones, and they are the most serious current terrorist threat in Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
After 2 years in power, the Taliban are entrenched as rulers of Afghanistan, facing no significant opposition that could topple them. They have avoided an internal split by falling in line behind their ideologically unbending leader and have kept a struggling economy afloat, even as the international community refused to recognize them as a legitimate government of Afghanistan. Girls and women pay the price, with the Taliban barring them from jobs, education, and virtually every aspect of public life. Prospects for a change toward moderation are slim, as the Taliban marks the second anniversary of its takeover of Afghanistan this week. Japan's economic growth jumped at an annual pace of 6% in April-June period, marking the third straight quarter of growth as exports and inbound tourism recovered. Real gross domestic product, which measures the sum value of the nation's products and services, grew 1.5% in the fiscal first quarter for the world's third largest economy, according to the Cabinet Office. The annualized piece shows what the growth would have been. It was marked during the quarter and continued for a year. The rate outpaced what analysts had forecast at 3.1% growth. It was the strongest growth since October, December 2020. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.